In many bookstores, there are a lot of self-help books. There are even self-help books that help you find self-help books. But for a Christian, it is never a feeling of being alone, because our faith and conviction teaches us that God's providence and His guiding hand is always with us. The Christian never asks the question, what would you do if Jesus was here? The answer is, He is here. The second helping hand that we have is from our neighbor. And then the third is the self-help. So we don't walk through this life alone, although sometimes when depression and pessimism overcomes us, it appears so. I recently heard on the radio the following story. A person went to a skydiving school, and after several hours of lessons, they said, "Our school is very progressive, but there are three things you have to remember. When you jump out of the airplane, count to 10 and pull your ripcord so the primary chute can deploy. If the unthinkable should happen and your primary chute does not open, pull the auxiliary ripcord so it can save your life. And the third thing, when you land, look for the van that will take you back to the airport. It will be there waiting for you." The man goes on the plane, jumps out, counts to 10, pulls the primary cord, nothing happens. Worried but confident, he pulls the rip cord for the auxiliary chute, nothing happens. And he thinks to himself, "With my luck, the van won't even be there." Sometimes we're like that. We don't think what's important. We don't look for solutions. We almost project from within the pessimism and the fate that awaits us. As Christians, we are never alone. God's providence, His guiding hand, is with us. In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, God says, "Even if a mother forgets the child in her womb, I will not forget you." God is not a person who is a spectator in her life. He has more concern than a mother for his child about us. He cares about us. But sometimes when we run away from him, when we almost project a bitter ending for every scenario, I can imagine God upstairs saying, "Come on, I'll help you. Turn around. Do something good." Every time we encounter something that looks hopeless, we are not helpless. We believe in our God to save us. We have our brothers and sisters to pray and to help us. We also have a brain that God gave us that we use sometimes. Turn to those possibilities. Don't say, "I've had this long streak of bad luck. I know the van won't be there either." Instead of trying to save yourself, look for solutions, look for opportunities. May God bless you this weekend. Those of you who are guests, may you travel safely. Usually, children cry during the sermon, adults cry during the collection. Slava Iisusu Hristu!